Welcome to Blind Abilities. This is Pete Lane.
When the sun beats down and burns the
Last weekend, I had the extreme pleasure of chatting with a couple of good friends of mine, Doug Hansard and Tony Burrell, both members of our local Jacksonville iAccess user group, a group who meets every couple of weeks to chat about all things iOS. Doug and Tony had the occasion to participate in an alumni celebration for the Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind. FSDB was created in 1885 and has graduated thousands of alumni. Quite a few of those alumni joined together in celebration last weekend for a four-day event. Doug and Tony reported back to our iAccess user group using the communication app Roger. So now, let's listen to some of Doug's and Tony's reports from the alumni celebration of the Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind in St. Augustine, Florida.
Thursday, as I was sitting on the boat, we got a late start, but as I was sitting on the ship, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, it would sure be nice if some of the guys from the iAccess group were here.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure.
When I thought that, I said, you know what? They are here. Let me Roger the whole group and let them know what this experience is like. So it all jump-started from that.
Well, I know all of us here in the iAccess group here in Jacksonville really appreciate it. You're making this thing come to life for us. Good descriptions, some good interviews down there as well.
Son of a son. Son of a son, son of a son of a sailor.
Hi gang, this is Doug reporting from the Florida School for the Blind's annual alumni convention. And we're standing outside waiting on the transportation to take us to Mojo's. And from there, we're going to be going on a two-hour boat cruise.
Five passengers set
sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour. This is Doug reporting from the Florida School for the Blind yearly annual summer convention, and we are on the tram taking a tour of the city, getting ready to go on the way
to the marina. And what we're going to do is we're going to go past the marina. We have to turn the train around. I'll have to make a series of sharp turns. I'll let you know, so I'll do that very, very slowly.
This is our driver Scott giving us a tour and giving us direction on which way
Listen,
he's going.
I just got my license back last week. You already want me to leave? I'm kidding.
You're kidding? You didn't get it back?
I've had this license. They sell them at the corner store.
Could I get one?
We are on our way to the marina, and I'll be checking in with you guys again when we get on the ship to go on our cruise. This is Doug, over and out. All right, this is Doug reporting again from Florida School for the Deaf Blind School.
Just one more hip, one
alumni.
More lip, one more lip. There you go.
And we're out here on the bay getting ready to approach the ship. And the breeze feels nice and cool out here on the water. And wow, we ain't even started the cruise yet. We are right now getting ready to board the ship. It's really nice out here. Cool beans, I wish you were out here. Matter of fact, all you guys, I wish you were out here to enjoy this. Man, this is really fantastic. Well, I'll be reporting again as we get ready to start our tour. You can hear a whole lot of activity, a whole lot of people here too. So I'll be getting back at you in a few shakes. Again, this is Doug reporting live from FSBD or DB, whichever way you want to call it. Florida School for the Deaf Blind, right here, right now.
Run, river, run.
We have now boarded the ship called the Victory 3. We are powered up and we're getting ready to go out into the deep, as they say. I'll be radioing you in and filling you in on some of the details of what is being seen. Got Tony over here to my left, and maybe she can help to describe what we're seeing as we move out. Tony, what's the scenery look like around us right now?
Right now we just see lots of lights, and it's a nice scenery. But as we go along, I can let you know what's going on.
All righty, we'll be getting ready to pull out. I guess you can hear the horn blow. I can feel some movement starting to happen over here. So as we continue to move, we will. That's okay. It feels good. That's the water. That's the water coming off the water you're feeling. That's the drizzle coming off the water you're feeling, Tony. But and there's a nice cool breeze off this water blowing. You can probably hear the breeze, the wind blowing over the microphone, but it's really, really nice. And so getting ready to pull down in a little bit, and I'll be back in just a little bit. Team 4, over and out.
Listening and learning and yearning, run, river, run.
Alright, this is Doug reporting back again, and we are now cruising and smoothing across the waters.
I'm thinking about when I was a sailor, I spent my time on the open sea. A secret is still ashore, made us wait for.
It's starting to get a little dusky out here, so the lights are starting to shine. Hey, you know what? This is a blind person that can't see for looking, trying to describe something to everybody else that can't see for looking. Get a load of that. Tony, come on and help me out.
There's red lights across the water.
See? Across the water to our left or right?
Yeah,
or straight
to our
away?
Left.
To our left?
Right. There's, uh-huh, red lights.
Oh.
We went under the bridge, and we're just moving the teams.
Yeah.
I see boats, and there's people up here taking pictures.
And Tony, how's the water look?
The water looks refreshing. You want to take a swim?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is it crystal clear, Tony?
Yeah, the water is crystal clear.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's just so much of it.
It is. And what's the sky look like, Tony?
The sky is blue. It got a little bit of cloud up in the sky, but it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect weather. We are rocking and reeling, just rocking the night away. And that breeze feels so good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Oh,
and
boy.
And on top of the boat, there's lights across on the boat. It's gorgeous. It's really gorgeous.
Wow. Yeah. It really is nice. And we're just smoozing around with a whole bunch of the alumni from the Florida School for the Deaf Blind, those that went to school here years ago, and even those who did not go to school here who are friends. We've met so many nice people here, people that we've already known, people that we never knew, and, new people, old people, and it's just really nice. So the breeze is feeling good, and I don't know whether the moon is out right now, but if it ever did, we're in trouble. But anyway, this is Doug and Tony reporting live from the Florida School for the Blind annual convention for their alumni. We will be back at you in a dap. Over and out. Woo to the woo.
Every night in Jamaica, I'd sing with the lady, drink with the men till the morning appear. Felt the sunshine and fresh on my face as the song of the night would still ring in my ear.
Hey guys,
live on the air,
and we are still on the Victory 3 boat, And I've got Mr. Eddie Rivers. He is our entertainer for the convention. And I want him to give us a little bit of a description of what his eyes have captured and for the eyes we can't see. Eddie?
Yeah, how you doing, brother? Hey, we're looking at the American flag just waving in the wind on the mast up here in the top deck. And we got beautiful people up here in the top deck and beautiful people on the bottom floor. But out on the horizon is one of the oldest forts that was actually made out of shell instead of wood. They finally decided to build one out of shell and concrete. And in the 1600s, after building 9 of them out of wood, they got burnt to the ground because of termites and fire. But the boat's moving very slowly, and it's just beauty all the way around. Hard to see anything except for lights now. Appreciate you listening to me, and God bless y'all, and here's your passion back. There you go, buddy.
Alrighty, that's Eddie Rivers. Rivers passing through. That was giving us a little bit of sightseeing. I've got Giancarlo. His name is not Stanton. He's not playing for the Miami Marlins because they're right now in Philadelphia playing my Phillies. But he's going to also give us a little bit of a description of what he sees in Spanish, and then I want him to interpret what he said in Spanish in English. Giancarlo!
Thank you so very much. Muchísimas gracias. Mi nombre es Juan Carlos Gil. Soy de Miami, Florida. My name is Juan Carlos Gil, and I am from Miami, Florida. Yo, de ciegos y sordos de San Agustín, que se that graduated from the Florida School for Deaf and Blind de muchísimos años, desde 1965 hasta el momento. From 1965 to the day, they have graduated, and everybody is here having a great time.
Oh, I feel
estamos
it.
Estamos viendo
get some
feet on.
Wow, get some, girl. Nice, Tony. Yeah. Very good, Tony. You got it? Hold on to it.
We're here under the moonlight, the stars, looking at some bridges, and looking at some boats, looking at some buoy lights, and we're here just reminiscing of good old times at FSDV with so many different people of so many different walks of life from the 1965 to today. Thank you so very much.
Actually,
and this is
John
Carlos Gil reporting to you live from the 2016 FSDV Blind Alumni Party. Thank you.
All righty. Dios le bendiga. Muchas gracias, Señor Juan Carlos. Thank you very much. And God bless you. All right, that's it for right now. EI Access Group, we will get back in touch with you a little bit later on during the convention as we continue to rock and reel on the ship called the Victory 3. Over and out. Well, this is Doug again reporting from the Florida School for the Deaf Blind Convention. We're still on the Victory 3 cruise ship. And just now over the horizon, the moon has made its grandiose appearance. Watch out, because if this baby is full, we're in trouble. Anyway, over and out. 10-4. This is Doug reporting from the Florida School for the Blind Annual Alumni Convention. It is the end of the first night of our convention. What a tour that boat tour was. And we're bedding down for the night. We'll be back with some more activities tomorrow, highlighted by entertainment from Mr. Eddie Rivers, as Rivers will be passing through tomorrow, 5 p.m. This is Doug signing off for the night. Check you out on the flip tomorrow. Woo.